Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You are listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at School can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
And that was Committee Hypotenuse with the track Blind Ear Boogie off of the album Danza Del Piri Piri. For our next track, here's Max Cooper with the track Gated Thoughts.
I'm When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Audible Sounds, and that was Niles Hoffman with the track Higher Power. For our next track, here's Rites of Fall with the track Bloodline off of the album Venoms. and Disorder. Law and Disorder is a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, the right to dissent, and practices of the U.S. government. Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and that was local artist Fleur with the track To and From Each and Every off of the album Fountains of Light. Coming up on the show, we got some noisecore, some glitchcore, and some vaporwave for all you online noisy freaks out there. But first, WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recording. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. For our next track, here's the latest from Tupperwave with Market Square 7-Eleven. From the album Grocery Store Sunset. I hope you enjoy. Liminal Dune Soundscapes. Explore the auditory frontier with Silver Spiral on Liminal Dune Soundscapes, airing Tuesdays 4 to 5 p.m. exclusively on WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and that was How to See Through Walls, off of the album Near Death Experience by Windows 96. Not to be confused with
Windows 95, man!
We're about to get into some noisier tracks coming up, but first, our next track comes from Silk Road Assassins with their track Familiars, off of the album State of Ruin. Enjoy!
Trovo nei locali del Centro Nazionale Universitario di Calcolo Elettronico di Pisa. Elaboratore ha in memoria il Digital Computer Music Program. Eseguo il Capriccio 16° di Paganini. Sostituisco in modo casuale alcuni suoni. Frequenza, tempo e volume. L'ordine dei suoni. Frequenza, tempo, volume. Mescolo casualmente i due testi. Accelero il nodo progressivo.
You're listening to Audible Sounds, and that was Italian electronic artist No Label, with two tracks that are unfortunately too Italian and internet-y for me to pronounce. Just know that both tracks are off of the latest release from the artist No Label, which can be found on Bandcamp. Up next, we got some noise with the track Priest in the Laboratory.
We'll be right back. Hey everyone, thank you all so much for listening to Audible Sounds. And that was the dungeon synth artist Longsword, with the tracks Beneath the Dark Arcane Caverns and The Spell Sword's Courage and Oath, off of the album Lair of Swords and Serpents. And before them, we had some classic goth sounds from Svetlana Niano, with the third track off of her classic 1994 album, Transylvania Smile. And if that wasn't gothy enough for you, then perhaps you'll enjoy our final track of the evening. This is the latest track from Russian darkwave band Molchat Doma, with their track simply entitled Sun. But before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Thursday at 4 p.m. right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
line in it that says, "You broke my heart trying to fix it. I'm about to make it a living. Forget it." And I remember whenever I wrote that, I was like, okay, like, I'm really going to do, this is like it for me, you know? Releasing that was also an emotional release for me, I'd say. It was very scary because I was like, it's very vulnerable to put out music and to let people into that part of you and to introduce, you know, I think whenever anyone does anything or introduces a new endeavor that they're doing, that was very nerve-wracking. Versus religious was more exciting, and that was more like a celebration of, yay, I'm releasing this, you know. Religious, I'd say the making of it, I remember whenever I made that, I was in the studio with some very amazing people. I was super nervous. And usually whenever I'm making a song, it either comes from a phrase that I'm stuck on or a word or something. And that week, I kept thinking about the word religious and how, like, you can be religious about certain things, whatever. So that's how religious was born. Releasing that, I think it's always nerve-wracking because, again, you're letting people into, like, your mind, but you just have to get comfortable with that being an artist. So, yeah,
for sure. So you talked about how, like, you get stuck on, like, a specific phrase or a word. Would you say that to you, like, lyricism takes more of a priority than the production or, like, a beat, or are both kind of equal?
I think both, but it also depends. Like, whenever you're making a song, you either start with a beat or an idea. It kind of is different each song or record that you're making. I wouldn't say that either is more important than the other, but at least for me as a creative, I have, like, my notes are filled. I have, like, over 1,000 notes. I think a lot of people do. But mine are, like, so, I mean, if someone looked through them, they'd think I was insane. I just, like, will write something, and then it just makes you feel something someone said. And but the production is incredibly important because there are some people that listen to lyrics. There's some people who listen to the beat, you know?
Yeah.
I am someone who listens to the beat. I hear that before I hear the lyrics. I feel like you know what the song is saying before you read the lyrics, if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So I wouldn't say that one is more important than the other, no.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But you also said that you have, like, 1,000 things in your notes.
Yeah. Should I check? I bet you it's, like, 1,000.
Go for it. I mean, like, I know that, like, making music and art takes a long time, and a lot of musicians always have, like, a ton of unreleased.
1,600.
1,600?
1,608. I just cleaned it out, too.
Cleaned it out, too?
Like, a month ago.
Oh, my God.
It's all organized.
Wow. That is so much.
Lots of thoughts.
That's kind of insane, though. Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, that's all that just, like, unreleased in your notes, right?
Yeah.
And, like,
it'll be, like, songs or video ideas or, like, concepts or, like, honestly, like, if I'm in a conversation with someone, they'll say something that just catches me. And I think everybody kind of has it, though. Sometimes some people would just say that just sticks with you. But
yeah,
I just write it. And then whenever I'm creating whatever beat I have, it has to match that feeling that I got when I heard that or felt it or thought it.
Gotcha.
You know?
So how do you know which one is, like, the one that you want to, like, craft something around it? Or, like, when do you know, like, something is finished?
Okay, this sounds so stupid, but it's literally just, like, a feeling. Like, it just feels right. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, okay, it caught me. So if I can do this correctly and I can produce this correctly, I hope that it'll catch and touch other people. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like that feeling, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, it's the simplest sentence that makes you sit there and ponder, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
So music in general, like, is really impactful in a lot of people's lives.
Absolutely.
Would you say, like, it's an outlet for your emotions? And, like,
absolutely.
Does it feel cathartic to you when you're writing your lyrics?
Absolutely. It's very vulnerable, and I feel like I'm still working on that, is writing things I'm scared of and things, you know what I mean? But it's a way to, I feel like I learn about myself through what I'm creating. Like, let's say I'm like, oh, I hate this person. I will start a song. Like, that's why you can never start a creative project. Like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it about this, because I'll go in with that intention and come out with a completely different outcome. And it's like, I learn about myself. I'm like, oh, that's how I was feeling. You know what I mean? So absolutely, it's an emotional outlet.